I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is calling for tougher regulations on e-cigarettes, especially the marketing of flavored products to children. Durbin spoke hours after the FDA issued 13 warning letters to companies selling e-cigarette liquids while using labels resembling kid-friendly foods, such as juice boxes or candy.
Is there any doubt in anyone's mind who they're marketing to and how they're marketing? They're selling to kids an addictive product. It's the same story that we went through with tobacco cigarettes.
Durbin says e-cigarettes are becoming more popular among kids. He says 27% of all high school students are using them, compared to 10% for regular cigarettes. In other news, the Illinois House voted to implement more stringent background checks on drivers for rideshare services like Uber and Lyft. Sam Dunklaw has more.
Drivers already have to pass some kind of background check. But Democratic State Representative Laura Fine of Glenview says those checks haven't always been enough to stop unqualified people from picking up the gig. During a House debate, Fine talked about an Uber driver from her hometown who was arrested for drunk driving while on the job. She explained the driver had several DUI convictions, but used an alias to get hired. Her bill, she says, would put a stop to that.
What this does is it says exactly what they're looking for when it comes to doing a background check. So if there are any aliases, it will be found out in that check.
Fine's legislation requires rideshare drivers to give full legal names and other personal information when applying, and ups the penalties for anyone caught lying. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Governor Bruce Rauner's administration delivered a report on reconstruction of the Quincy Veterans Home beset by deadly Legionnaires' disease. It calls for building a state-of-the-art residential facility for up to $230 million. This is less than anticipated by a preliminary report in April. Legionnaires contributed to the deaths of 13 residents at the home since 2015. And five female paramedics with the Chicago Fire Department allege they were sexually harassed by some of their superiors. A lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court contends there is a code of silence in the department that encourages the illegal behavior by failing to discipline, supervise, and control its officers. It also cites a pattern of indifference to the failure to maintain separate bathrooms and sleeping quarters in firehouses. Three of the women made allegations against the same ambulance commander. The lawsuit seeks an injunction aimed at remedying the hostile work environment. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The proposed port district in Cairo may be gaining a bit more traction. Officials from New Orleans, Florida, and Kentucky visited Southern Illinois this week, talking about a potential port distribution site. State Senator Dale Fowler of Harrisburg joined other local officials to hear the presentations. He says right now more than a dozen businesses are showing interest, so they're working on a website that'll help further market Cairo's potential.
Then what we would like to do is bring all these companies in that have shown, that have sent us these letters of consideration and interest, and bring those all to the table at one time in Cairo, and we'll sit down in one big room and lay this project out and see if we can get stronger commitment.
Fowler says another big step would be securing funding in the new state budget for the port's design and permit process. The annual For Kids' Sake art auction wrapped up, and as WSIU's Colin Dorsey reports, there's more work to be done.
It was a record-breaking year for the annual art auction, raising over $21,000. Now that money will go to Bangladesh, where it will provide essential needs and education, says For Kids' Sake director Shema Rapertu.
We're able to provide them with meals, with a bed to sleep on. Otherwise, the kids that we're supporting very well might be sleeping on the street.
Rapertu says much of the art comes from local children of Southern Illinois. I'm Colin Dorsey.